Our bourgeoisie is already worthless for any noble human endeavor. Several years after he was firmly in power, he explained, "We did not defend Germany against Bolshevism back then because we were not intending to do anything like conserve a bourgeois world or go so far as to freshen it up. Had communism really intended nothing more than a certain purification by eliminating isolated rotten elements from among the ranks of our so-called upper 10,000 or our equally worthless Philistines, one could have sat back quietly and looked on for a while." A related definition of the right is that it's not merely in favor of preserving the status quo, but affirmatively reactionary, seeking to restore the old order. This perspective obviously leaves much to be desired, since most libertarians are considered members of the right, and few would call such activists reactionaries. As we shall see, there is a sense in which Hitler was a reactionary, insofar as he was trying to overthrow the entire millennium-old Judeo-Christian order to restore the paganism of antiquity, a mission shared by some on the left, but none on the right today. Reactionary is one of those words smuggled in from Marxist talking points that we now accept uncritically. Reactionaries in Marxist and early 20th century progressive parlance were those who wanted to return to either the monarchy or, say, the Manchester liberalism of the 19th century. They wished to restore, variously, the authority of God, crown, patriotism, or the market, not Wotan and Valhalla. It is for this reason that Hitler saw himself in an existential battle with the forces of reaction. "We had no wish to resurrect the dead from the old Reich, which had been ruined through its own blunders, but to build a new state," Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf. And elsewhere, "Either the German youth will one day create a new state founded on the racial idea, or they will be the last witnesses of the complete breakdown and death of the bourgeois world." Such radicalism, succeed or destroy it all, explains why Hitler, the anti-Bolshevik, often spoke with grudging admiration of Stalin and the communists, but never had anything but derision for reactionaries who wanted merely to turn back the clock to the 19th century. Indeed, he considered the German Social Democrats' greatest achievement to be the destruction of the monarchy in 1918. Consider the symbolism of Horst Wessel, the party's most famous martyr, whose story was transformed into the anthem of the Nazi struggle, played along with Deutschland über alles at all official events. The lyrics of the Horst Wessel song refer to Nazi comrades shot at by the Red Front and reactionaries. If we put aside for a moment the question of whether Hitlerism was a phenomenon of the right, what is indisputable is that Hitler was in no way conservative, a point scholars careful with their words always underscore. Certainly, to suggest that Hitler was a conservative in any sense related to American conservatism is lunacy. American conservatives seek to preserve both traditional values and the classical liberal creed enshrined in the Constitution. American conservatism straddles these two distinct but overlapping libertarian and traditionalist strains, whereas Hitler despised both of them.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.